McDonald's CEO got a pay boost. How has Red Lobster unraveled in recent years? And Dave & Buster's is ready to focus on the food part of its food and games offering. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally.
And I'm RB Senior Editor Joe Guskowski. McDonald's CEO got a raise last year. Chris Kempczinski was paid $19.2 million in 2023, according to SEC filings. That was an 8% increase over 2022. But it remains lower than 2021, when the chief executive was paid $20 million. The bulk of Kempczinski's 2023 pay, about $13 million, came in the form of stock and option awards. Kempczinski has been CEO of the fast food chain since 2019, and earlier this year was given the chairman title.
What happened to Red Lobster? The nation's largest full-service seafood chain has unraveled in recent years amid weak sales and mounting losses. It is now headed for the auction block and possibly a restructuring or bankruptcy. The difficult economy has had something to do with its struggles, but the brand has also suffered from leadership gaps and a disastrous all-you-can-eat shrimp promotion last year. After working for a year to turn the chain around, minority owner Thai Union Group ultimately chose to end its investment and put the brand up for sale. Get the full story on our website at restaurantbusinessonline.com.
Lately, entertainment chain Dave & Buster's has been more entertainment and less eater. Now the company plans to change that. Dallas-based chain plans to complete a menu overhaul this month that executives believe will generate stronger sales from food. The chain over the years has seen fewer customers get food to go with their arcade games and has been working to build sales in that area. 65% of the chain sales come from its games, which are highly profitable. But the company has seen some early success with its menu changes as food sales increased in the fourth quarter last year.
Carl's Jr. is getting a new brand president. CKE Restaurants, which owns the two chains, named Blake DeVilliers president of Carl's Jr. in the U.S. DeVilliers joined Carl's from Yum! Brands on April 1st. He comes as part of a restructuring at the Franklin, Tennessee-based CKE, which has separated its two burger brands. Chris Bode was named president of Hardee's USA, and Mike Woida is president of International for the chains. The three executives will lead three different teams under CEO Max Wetzel.
A week after MasterCard offered to settle a 20-year court fight by reducing credit card swipe fees together with Visa, the merchants organization pushing for the rollback says it has learned that the credit card company intends to increase another charge that falls on restaurants. The Merchants Payments Coalition said it's obtained documents that show MasterCard intends to hike what are known as assessment fees. Those charges are the small royalties that flow directly to the card companies and differ from swipe fees, the amounts merchants pay to have customers' card charges processed. Coalition said assessment fees are slated to rise on April 15th to 0.14%, an increase of 1/100th of a point.
The Jersey Mike's sandwich chain raised more than $25 million during its annual Month of Giving charity drive, topping last year's record collection by several million dollars. Every March, the brand asks franchisees, employees, and customers to participate in the fundraising drive. Part of that effort is what Jersey Mike's calls its Day of Giving, when 100% of all sales from the chain's nearly 3,000 stores is donated to charity. Participation by franchisees is voluntary.
James Beard Awards season is heating up, and the foundation announced the finalists for the Restaurant and Chef Awards on Wednesday, spotlighting independent restaurants across the country, and not just in major cities, but in towns ranging from Marfa, Texas to Charleston, West Virginia. The list is available at restaurantbusinessonline.com. Also announced were the winners of five leadership awards, including categories for leadership in sustainability, policy advocacy, and emerging leadership. Writer and former restaurant critic Ruth Reichel was the honoree for the Lifetime Achievement Award, and the Lee Initiative, an organization founded by Chef Edward Lee and Lindsay Ofkacek, was honored as Humanitarian of the Year. The Restaurant and Chef Beard Award winners will be announced at a gala in Chicago's Lyric Opera on June 10th.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.